went to
Vasiliki, say. I think you should call his name. You should call his
yes.
name.
Yes. I think that was the off-court story of the season, not just the month. Matthias Lesor is back.
What's up, EuroLeague family? Welcome to EuroLeague and Friends. We're here to discuss about basketball, to entertain you, but I have my family with me. So let me go first to Italy, to Milano, to Giulia Cicchine. Giulia, how are you?
You can see the sun is shining, spring has come. So yes, everything is so cool in here in Milan. How about you? And not only us.
It's not only us, right? Not only Italy, Turkey. And let me go to my komşu, my neighbor, to Vasiliki Karamuza, to Athens, to Greece. Vasiliki?
Hello, girls. Hello. Good to see you again. I see Denise here very often. The other day I was in the court after the game, right. Panathinaikos against Red Star, and I was prepared to do an interview, and then Denise all of a sudden came in and hugged me. Julie, I don't get to see you that often, but I hope that will happen soon. Are you coming to Athens?
Let's hope so, but I told you I have a spare room in my house, so when you want to come, Milan is a beautiful city, so you can.
Okay.
And Vasiliki was doing this interview, Julia, and I wanted to just hug her. And she just did like, please leave me alone. I'm about to go on live. So, you know, it's stressful moments, but we make it look pretty with our love of basketball in each arena. But today we will talk about arena. So, girls, we have so many topics. I want to start with our hot takes. Are you ready?
Shall I go first, please?
Okay, you go first.
Okay. Sylvain Francisco is Mr. Clutch of EuroLeague. He's the most clutch player.
Can you explain us why?
Yeah, I don't want to bore you with too much numbers, but Žalgiris has won 11 out of 14 games when the game is decided by 5 points or less. And Mr. Francisco, the French guard, is the top scorer of Žalgiris in 9 of those games in the fourth quarter. So I say that's not a coincidence. He has been red hot lately. We saw that in the game against Real as well, which was the last one. I think I will give him this honor. What do you think?
I totally agree with you.
I agree with you, but I have a question to all of our fans and audience. Guys, do you think Francisco will stay in Žalgiris next season?
Can I go now? Because I have a very hot take.
Okay, let's hear it.
And I've said it even a few podcasts ago, but I'll confirm right now. I think that Milan will get the play-in. It will go to the play-in. And I think that they will even reach the playoff. That's my statement. I say it now. And yes, I can explain why. Because please. I started the calendar.
Oh, you have everything. Give us, tell us.
I've started the calendar. And if you can see all the games that Milan is going to play from today on, they have the Italian derby, but, you know, the Italian derby is something that we don't have to talk about because Virtus Bologna has nothing to ask anymore to the EuroLeague season. So obviously they're going to play because winning a derby, and you girls, you know it better than me, winning a derby even without motivation is something that can give you extra boost even for our domestic leagues. So probably Virtus Bologna will try to give it all. But, you know, Milan is right now the strongest team, even if they lost the derby in the Italian championship just 2 weeks ago. But no matter what, they will go and they will win. And then they will go to Paris and they will win in Paris. They will go to Valencia and they will win in Valencia. And I think that, and I'm saying that, this is probably hottest than the one that I've said before. I think that Valencia will step down and they won't be in the playoff zone, but they will be in the play-ins. Boom.
Ooh.
Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment. For Milano.
Did I say too much?
No, I mean, you didn't. Go ahead, Vasiliki. Sorry.
For Milano to be in the play-ins and then eventually in the playoffs, someone else needs to step down and get out of the first 10 seeds. Which team will be that?
I told you my prediction last week. You remember? Not last week, last episode, I told you.
Who did you
say? Hapoel Tel Aviv. I don't think they will make it to the playoffs. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is this your hot take?
It's not my hot take, but I don't want to, you know, remind Julia about a Milano Fener game. That's why I wanted to start with Hapoel team. So,
but Denise, come on.
come on. Sorry. I'm sorry. I wanted
No, I'm not sorry because you risk not to win it and you're the champions. So, come on. You just have to win those games when you are at home. But we're not talking about that.
Okay, but okay, let's mention also Milan was up by 15 points. And then, you know, I want to give a credit to Milan and the players. And of course, our ex-player, Marco Guduric, which we really, really missed. And I want to give my hot take right now, since we mentioned about Milan Fener. I think Talen Horton-Tucker will be the MVP of the season if his minutes will go up. What do you think? Because I have some stats here. Mm-hmm. He's been playing in Fener. He's averaging 23.18 minutes. Okay, let's write it somewhere down. And then he's scoring 16.4 points, 3.7 rebounds, 1.9 assists, and 0.9 steals, and 0.5 blocks, but 15.6 PII. PIR. So, which means that if his minutes will increase, he might have the MVP award. What do you think?
I like it. It's not very hot, to be honest, because Fener is at the top of the standings right now. So,
exactly.
It's a logical thought process to think that one of their guys is going to win the MVP. But the real question for you, Denise, is Talen Horton-Tucker more popular than Wade Baldwin in Fenerbahce fan base? Because fans are voting as well for this award.
This is also exactly, but I think he's becoming popular. He's becoming in the same level of Wade, but of course, Wade is more experienced in EuroLeague than Talen Horton-Tucker. Wade has been playing 25.46 minutes, averaging this minutes in this season. And then he's scoring 14.4 points, 3.3 rebounding, 5.6 assists, 0.7 steals, so 0.3 blocks, and 17 PIR. Of course, now Wade is up on the you know, these numbers than Talen Horton-Tucker. So we will see. But, you know, why not a fresh name to be the MVP of EuroLeague?
I like it.
I like it too. So, you know, both players can be the MVP who are coming from Turkey. So, I mean, from a team of Turkey. So it will make me happy. But I have a question to you. Do you think Fenerbahce will be back-to-back champions of EuroLeague?
It's hard to tell for me.
What do you think? What do you think, Vasiliki? What do you think?
I don't really want that to happen. I want the trophy to stay in Greece. Okay. But for quite some time, Fener looked to be one step ahead of everybody else. Now Olympiacos is catching up on them. Lately, they had a great game against each other a couple of days ago.
And shout out to Evan Fournier. Wow.
Yes. And don't forget the first seed curse. Can Fener break it after 10 years? No team that has been in the first seed has ever won the EuroLeague.
Why not, right?
I don't know. I mean, I'm asking.
Do you really believe in these things?
Yes.
You know what makes me really curious? If Fenerbahce will match up in the playoffs with Panathinaikos.
Okay. that would be tough for everybody.
That will be tough for both of us, Vasiliki. And Julia will travel to Turkey and Greece. Turkey and Greece. So you yes. know, Julia, you're always welcome. But that will
it's
be a
like,
good one.
It's like to be the neutral side of this conversation because I'm not parting from one team or the other one. And it's even cool not to have those kind of problems for the moment.
Right. But, you know, you would never know. We'll see maybe playoffs of your favorite team in the playoffs. So, you know, you would never know. This is EuroLeague. The standings is changing. The seats are changing all the time. And, you know, when we look at the calendar, as you mentioned, Julia, it's going to surprise us. This season is going to surprise us. This is what I believe in. And I think we will see different names in the playoffs than we predicted before. So
I told you.
You're right.
And right now, since you said we're starting the calendar, we are going through the last part of the regular season, I think that it's time to give some awards. It's like a game. Do you want a game? Do you want to play?
What kind of game? Of course,
Okay,
but
great.
what is that?
I'll tell you one category and you'll tell me the name. Denise go first, then Vasiliki, then me, and then we go around again. So we have three different names and we cannot pick the picks that the other girls gave.
Okay.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. All right.
So
Let's
you
go.
have to, you have to use your brain. So the first thing is breakout stars of the season.
Should I go first? I have only one name.
You just have to have one.
Yeah, you're
Fire.
right. Olympiakos, Tyler Dorsey.
Yes, he's definitely having a breakout season.
He is definitely his. You know, when we see that Bartsokas giving him these minutes and then giving him with these minutes, next to the minutes, the confidence that he has to have, that he, I think, had to have during the Final Four in Abu Dhabi. Now he's proving us what he has, you know, on the court with this amazing performance that he has. So shout out to Tyler Dorsey. And I think we will see him in the Final Four with the good stats.
I will go with McKinley Wright from Dubai. He's a rookie and he won MVP of the month last month. He has been amazing, and it's not easy to be leading a team and carrying them around like that if you're a newcomer to this league, because you all know how tough and competitive this league is. So I have to give McKinley Wright his flowers.
And it's up to me, and I'll use your advice before Vasiliki, because my name is Sylvain Francisco. I want to explain again all the stats that he has and is having in the season, and he's taking Žalgiris so up. So my name is Sylvain Francisco. Okay, so we got the three names, the stars of the season. We can move on. Most improved team identity.
Can we all pick the same?
No.
Monaco.
No, I want to change the rules.
You can't. I'm sorry.
Well, can I go first? Because
You
I
said
can see.
it.
Okay, did I say it? I'm sorry, Monaco. Against Olympiakos, against Anadolu Efes. We've seen this amazing Monaco on the court with Manu, with their assistant coach, which is now their new head coach, also who played in Turkey back in the days in Daçka and in Galatasaray. He's doing an incredible job. And you know, when they played against Anadolu Efes, Mike James was missing. So, and then they were down when it was a halftime. And I was interviewing them. So I was predicting that they had to come with a character for the second half if they wanted to win. And they did. So on the second half, we're seeing Jalen Blossom game scoring 10 points in 2 minutes. This is character. Matthew Strezel driving like crazy on the in the paint, you know, to the rim. It's a character. And they did not quit what they believed in. And I think also if our audience watched, and I think you girls watched and saw as well, the interview which we've done as a post-game interview with
Yes.
Strezel and with Blossom game, they said it might be a last dance for us, but we're not gonna quit. We'll be doing what we're doing and we're gonna show everyone who we are. So,
And when
Monaco.
you have nothing to lose, you become even more dangerous. Yeah.
Ooh, that's the sentence of the month by Vasiliki Karamuza to all the teams. But
Well,
what
you
about
see
you?
it even in, sorry, Denise, even Partizan is doing the same. When you have nothing to lose, you became more dangerous. And you saw the second part of the season of Partizan. That's what's happening.
You just stole my peak.
No, it's your pick. I don't, I'm sorry. I have another name. I'm sorry.
I was about to say Partizan because after the game they lost by almost 40 points to Olympiakos, and we thought, okay, this is it. This is the end. They're gonna be losing to everybody from now on. They have a 6-4 record. And even the four games that lost were all close games that they could have won. And they have been doing an amazing job to turn around their season, even though they know they can't compete for the play-ins or the playoffs. They still play every game with their integrity and their character. And it's very unbelievable.
Julia, before you start, I want to also add something after what Vasiliki said as Partizan. You know, I named Monaco, Vasiliki said Partizan. Also, you said Partizan, but there's this fact about both teams. Their legendary coaches are not with them anymore,
Yes.
Vasilis Spanoulis and Željko Obradović, and still they're trying to show their character. I think this is one of the most effective things that we see from the players and from the staff of each team, no?
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
And what about
Well,
you, Julia?
Well, I just wanted to say that unfortunately for the Italian market, Partizan started to win against Virtus Bologna. So that's nothing so cool for us, but shout out to Partizan. My pick is different from the one that you made for different reasons because my name is Valencia. I know that I've said it before. I know that Valencia won't reach, in my opinion, won't reach the playoff and being safe in the playoff zone, but they will be down in the play-in. But they are a very young team. And if you can remember from the past seasons, Valencia was the team that was like in the 10, 12, 13 position of the standing. They were not they weren't the team to beat. You would never think that Valencia would be the team to stay up in the standing. But look at what they did this season. They took the players from the juniors team and they put into the senior team, and look what happened. So for me, this shout out goes to Valencia. And you spoke about the legendary coaches. Pedro Martinez is one of the most legendary coach that we have in the EuroLeague and even in Spain. So for me, my pick is Valencia. What do you think?
I like it.
I like it.
And I think that now is the time to go to the off-court awards. But you know, Vasiliki, you said that you wanted to change the rules, and I think that we can, you know, just change the rule for once because the off-court story of the month, I think that we all agree to one name, but I just want to
Vasiliki,
say.
I think you should call his name. You should call his name.
Yes. I think that was the off-court story of the season, not just the month. Matias Lesor is back after 14 months of absence, if we don't count the two games played in last year Final Four when he kind of rushed to play and help his team, and that held him back for a few more months. He's back. His whole family was there, sitting courtside. His wife, their two children, his parents, and everybody was so happy. I think all Europe saw Mattsson's sign that said, "Watch out, my dad is back on court." And that was the cutest moment ever. Jurel also made a very nice collage with all the quotes that players wrote about Matthias' return. And I think the league missed him so much.
Yes. And then he returned as he never left, you know. He was like a
Yes.
storm on the court in that game. It was a Žalgiris game, as I
Yes.
remember correct. And I'm watching him and I'm like, whoa, I think this guy, you know, also at the same time, Vasiliki, do you agree with me that I think he's the soul of Panathinaikos this season? Do you agree with me?
Yes, he's a very passionate guy. He plays with a lot of energy, and that's transformed to his teammates. Even when he was in the sidelines, he was always trying to help and give advice how to play defense, how to play on offense, especially the big guys, but also everybody else. He's clapping. He has done everything he could, even though he couldn't play.
So, Matthias, welcome back to EuroLeague.
For sure, and I think, as I said, that we all would have chosen the same pick. So we just a little bit changed the rules, but we cannot change the rules right now. Social personality.
Ooh, I have from my country, but who's a French guy? I'm from my country. When I say from my country, who plays for my country? So,
Yes.
can I start?
Of course.
Poirier. I would go Poirier or Larkin, but I pick Poirier. I think he's very active on social media, you know, responding to fans and interacting with fans, or saying what he doesn't like or saying what he likes, and
Defending his teammates.
defending his teammates, and you know. Yeah, commenting about what he thinks on the comments. I don't want to call it criticism, but comments that, you know, that he's not agreeing with. So that's my pick.
Vasiliki.
Should I go first? Yeah.
I can
Okay. I
predict.
think the king of social media around EuroLeague is none other than Mike James. I love him. I just love him. I can get my popcorns and scroll through my Twitter feed all day when Mike is tweeting.
Mike, if you hear us or if you're watching us, can you please tweet about our podcast, EuroLeague and Friends, please?
Yes, that would be great advertisement. Thank you,
Yes,
Mike.
thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
So, if we got Poirier and if we got Mike James, I'll say Blossom Game.
Oh,
Yes.
oh,
Yes.
yes.
He's hot lately.
But girls, if let's say you're a basketball player, would you tweet back to fans?
Yes.
Would you do that?
I don't know if I would respond to criticism or something like that, but I think I will speak my mind. I will give credit to other players when I see them having a great game, or I will defend my teammates for sure. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah,
I will leave an answer to critics. I do now, right now. I'm not a player, but I do right now when it happened in my career as a journalist. And I find it like therapy.
Really? You know? I don't do it, but it's like addictive. So I don't think, you know, I would not do it. But this is me and this is you, Julia. I'm still waiting one-on-one on the court with you, but that's not the thing.
Are you ready? In the final four. Are you ready to lose?
I'm ready to lose. If it's you against me, I'm ready to lose.
Yeah. Will I be refereeing?
Sorry?
If you can.
Will I be refereeing the game?
You referee, Alex. I want Alex Radivojevic be my coach, please.
And who will be mine?
Julia doesn't need coaching.
Julia, you're a one team. You're a whole team. So you don't need to be, you don't need to have a coach. You're the coach. But okay. I need a coach. And especially she's Serbian. So I need a Serbian coach.
True.
Good luck, so.
Yes. So, but I like these awards. I want to hear from our fans. What are your picks for the awards?
And also, which awards should we give next time? Because we will be giving our awards from now on. But before we do that, I have another game to play. We will do a super club draft. And by that, I mean each one of us will choose from certain categories to make an imaginary club that will compete in the EuroLeague to see who will have the better team.
Okay.
But the same rule as Julia said before applies. If we pick one team or one coach,
okay,
none of the others should pick the same one. And we will go like a snake draft.
Okay.
The ones that pick first, the first time, will choose last, the second. Unfortunately, okay. It's three of us, so the second one will always be second.
Okay. No, but it's gonna be also our fans. Can our fans and audience do exactly the same moment
of course,
as we're doing
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Can you get a paper and a pen, please? You. Let's do it together.
Okay. So the first one we should pick is team. Denise, you go first. I'll go second, and Julia will be third.
Can I pick outside? Can I pick not my country's teams, clubs?
Yeah, of course you can pick.
So you know
you
it
want.
Will be okay. Žalgiris.
Okay. I will go with Partizan.
I'll take Olympiakos.
Nice.
Nice.
So now Julia goes first. From which team you would steal their fans? Say what we all want to hear after Olympiakos, please.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take Fana.
That would be epic. That would be epic.
That would be epic, yeah.
I'll go second. I'll go with Žalgiris fans.
Ah, but I was about to choose that.
No, they're mine.
Okay. You're such a safe person. You saved yourself right now with the Žalgiris fans. So I have to choose a fan.
Some from Serbia.
Yeah, Serbia. Partizan.
Partizan. Okay. Next one is we will choose the mascot of our clubs.
Okay,
but can Denise, I? Yes. Please share the list because I don't remember its name at the top of my head. So please.
First of all, I want to say this. I'm a big fan of all these mascots in EuroLeague. So that's why I have the list on my phone. Really, I listed them and I wrote them and I have their photos. You know, you see my videos with yellow. So I love
yes.
mascots. So from Fenerbahce, Beko, yellow. From Panathinaikos, Mr. Green. From Olympiakos, Trileon. Did I say it correct?
Trileon.
Trileon, yes.
Yes.
Trileon. From Anadolu Efes, Çaylak. From Žalgiris, Žagrinis. From Olimpia Milano, Piero, Julia. From Barça, Cats. From Baskonia, Akesh. From Valencia, Pam. Pam is so cute. From Asvel, Kingo. From Bayern, Ben. From Roca, Monaco, Bobois. Yes. From Dubai, Faiz. from Maccabi Tel Aviv, Doni. So they're so cute. So who starts?
You start, you. Denise.
Of course, I go with yellow.
Of course, of course. Your best is with yellow anyway, so it's a logical pick.
Yes.
I will go with Monaco's mascot that Jerome Blossom game admitted he has never seen in his life while he plays for this club. So I want to see that mascot.
Jaron, can you also tweet about this, about Vasiliki and the mascot?
Please, Jaron, we have to see this mascot together.
I'll take the Valencia one.
Really?
I like it. Yes, yes.
The
I like
Pam.
It. Yes,
Pam.
Because it's a petard.
Okay.
And it's cool. It's like, it's showing, you know, be energetic. He's showing, I think, all the things that we can expect from a Valencia team and Valencian people, I think is representative. So I really like it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Last but not least, we
what
have
is
to
coming?
Pick a coach. How is a team going to play without a coach?
No,
oh my God,
no, Vasiliki, no.
Julia starts first.
Aiuto. SOS.
SOS.
So I'll make this decision. So I'll take him and no one else can pick him.
Oh my God, what's coming?
I'll take Saras.
Oh, okay. Good pick, good pick.
Okay,
good pick. I will go with Vasilis Panoulis.
Still. But he's not the head coach right now.
I don't care.
But I would pick
Vasilis. He is in my heart.
But he's my pick. You stole my pick. That's why I'm trying to... No, pick someone else.
Okay. No.
Okay. Vasilis Panoulis is yours. Mine is Pablo Laso. His character, everything. Even like Anadolu Efes is not doing great right now, but I pick Pablo Laso because of the personality. This time I'm choosing personality and I'm picking Pablo Laso.
Okay. I told you a little lie. That wasn't the last category because we have to choose the arena that our teams are going to play as well. So Denise, you should start first here.
Arena.
Yes.
It's too easy for her.
Zagri Arena.
That's what I wanted to say. So now you stole my pick. So I will go with SAP Garden of Bayern.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So, Julia.
So I've never been to Greece, so I cannot say nothing about the Greek arenas. I've never been to Istanbul, so I cannot say the same about the Istanbul arenas. I've been to Belgrade, so I'll pick Dubai.
You pick Dubai.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How was it? Wow. How was it?
I've never been there, but I...
Oh, okay. I thought you'd been there. Okay. Then, okay. Let's say from TV what you're seeing and also asking to all the fans if they've never been to Oaka or Piraeus or Fenerbahce or Belgrade Arena, I want to ask them from TV, which arena looks the best? I'm also asking you as well.
And the most important question is, which one of these three teams do you think will do better in EuroLeague?
My team, obviously.
That's for the people to decide, not from you.
Okay, but now we're talking about, you know, these big names, big clubs, mascots and fans and arenas and coaches. But also we should give credit to the EuroLeague players who played great in the college basketball in US. Right, girls? So I'm going to give you some names and I'm going to read these names to also to our audience because now it's the... you know, time of the college basketball and these elite players played in the college basketball. So now how they are, I want to, you know, do some comparison between the time, that time that they played in college and this time right now when they're playing in EuroLeague. So let's start with Shane Larkin. You know, he played in Miami versus Illinois 2013 round of 32, Shane Larkin hit the go-ahead three with 1 minute left in Miami's 63-59 win. So, Shane Larkin, of course. I mean, when you say college basketball, Shane Larkin comes to your mind if we're talking also EuroLeague, about EuroLeague. And Julia, it's familiar to you. Carson Edwards, 42 points and 10 three-pointers. Purdue versus Virginia, 2019 Elite Eight.
He could do that today,
too. He could do that. Could do that. Even like, totally. You know, let's say he wakes up at 6 a.m. and then you give the ball to his hand and then, you know, Carson come and then shoot some and then, you know, he will still do it.
Yeah, totally.
That's what we predict. But and Vasiliki.
Yes.
You're familiar with this name as well. Tyler Dorsey.
Yes.
And he was in our award segment. Orion's 69-68 Sweet 16 win over Michigan in 2017, where he scored 20 points and hit the go-ahead layup with 1.08 left. And ESPN's recap literally notes his teammates called him Mr. March.
Not much has changed since that. I think he can get red hot right now as well. Each game, and he's having a great season, as you already mentioned. So I think it's still very relevant.
You know, and it makes me so sad when I think about, I said it before, when I think about Final Four in Abu Dhabi last season, I think he should have got more minutes because this guy is doing this on the court. This guy has been doing it in college in US. So why not to give him more minutes? But now his coach is doing the best. And, you know, we're seeing Tyler Dorsey on the court with his teammates as well. There's also another name, Vasiliki. He is Tyler Dorsey's teammate, Thomas Walkup. So his signature moment is clearly Stephen F. Austin's 70-56 upset of West Virginia in 2016, where he scored 33 points as a 14 seed, taking down a 3 seed. Incredible.
He's definitely a different player right now because he went from an elite scoring guard to an elite defender and playmaker. But yeah, he has changed a lot of roles. When he started playing in Europe, he was a forward when he was playing in Germany. And then he went to Žalgiris and Olympiacos and he totally switched off positions and his identity as a player. So that's very admirable as well, because if he can adapt to what you think, it will give you a better career as a pro. It's amazing.
But who has had the most interesting second act in Europe, you girls think?
I think Shane. She has the most titles.
Yes.
She had the record MVP, for the most MVP, points.
Yeah. And he started scoring, 49 points before Nigel did. So he started the trend again right after Bobby Brown did it. You remember Bobby Brown from Siena?
Yes, we do.
You know,
we do.
You do, Julia, but it was back in the day. So, you know, Shane brought that trend back again in EuroLeague. And I think he's just too good. You know, he's too good. And he's been too good in college as well. But another question, which moment you think was most iconic from all the moments that I listed with the names?
I think I would go with Walkup.
Yeah, I think I would go with Carson.
Me too.
Right?
Carson.
Okay. I'm losing here. Thomas, if you're watching this, I supported you. Please remember that. I have your back.
And I cannot say, Carson, I'm supporting you. So when you do your shoot around before the game, the girls that is singing while you put your songs on, it's me.
It's Julia.
It's me. He's the one that, you know, can get before the trends come. One of the most listened songs that he had in his playlist before the game starts is Iris by Go-Go Dolls. And the first time that I've listened to it, that I've heard that it was, you know, getting in shape with a song, I was there and I was thinking, why a player, like, you know, a basketball player has to listen to a calm and quiet song like Iris by Go-Go Dolls is. And I discovered that he does like that, but you can say that I'm wrong. Obviously, you can answer and you can comment to this podcast saying that I'm wrong because, you know, the beat of the song is going slow. So he can, you know, arrange the time of the shoots and the times of dribbling, listen to the beat of the songs. and
really?
he got this is great. And he got a place. I don't know if it's for sure like that, but some people told me that there are a kind of players that do the things like that in the shoot around moment because they can, you know, get into the game doing the same shoot around routine, helping them with music. And this music, that this song that really captured me, is Iris by Go Go Dolls, and now is trending on Instagram and TikTok. So shout out. Maybe I should have said that in the word before, that the social person.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But I think Vasiliki should invite you to Oaka 4 hours earlier than to the tip off to watch the Nigel Ace Davis.
Yes. He puts on classic music, not to his phone and his earphones, but to the whole arena so everybody can hear it. And he goes there and he takes his shots. And he even does that when Panathinaikos is playing away, or at least he's trying, when the other teams are cooperative enough to let him be there 3-4 hours before the tip-off and do his routine. Because sometimes people need to clean their arenas before they get
before. Just sometimes.
It's not very easy. It's not very easy. But yeah. He has been very famous for doing that here in Greece.
But girls, which current EuroLeague star would surprise American fans?
Out of these guys?
Yeah, that would most surprise American fans.
Mm.
Right now.
What
this
do you
is,
think?
I think this is, out of these guys, I think I go with Shane Larkin again. You know, with the pace, with, I mean, the, not this season, because unfortunate situation happened to him. He is injured, but, you know, Shane Larkin, I would say his pace, his rhythm, you know, the way that he plays,
probably
the way that he controls the very important moments, the minutes, the seconds of the game, especially when he had Vasilij Misic, you know, I would say Shane Larkin.
Probably. Yes. But I think most probably every guy should surprise American fans if they watch them play today, because not many American fans are very familiar with the EuroLeague and the level of the basketball that is played here. So I think if they come and watch a game, they will be amazed.
You know, I'm hearing from so many friends who are living in US that they're in the basketball media and they're in this industry, they're saying that, you know, we're hearing Denise, Luka Doncic is watching, he wakes up early, he's watching EuroLeague. Nikola Jokic is watching EuroLeague. Alperen Şengün is watching EuroLeague. So these stars coming from Europe and going to NBA or going to America and play in America, they are watching EuroLeague, they're following EuroLeague. They're also watching the way of defense in this league, the way of the fans, how they are in this league, the way of the system of basketball in this league, the way of the coaching style. So they want to still see, they want to follow, and they cannot miss a game in EuroLeague. These stars, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, Alperen Şengün, KD, these names, even more and more. And American media, sports media is telling me, my friends, because I follow also the finals over there, they're telling me EuroLeague is becoming global. It is the number of the views over here, the number of the EuroLeague fans here is increasing, and it's getting more and more, and people are waking up early to follow the games. This is how beautiful it is. Like, this is amazing.
This reversed time difference is amazing, because can you imagine waking up and seeing an elite basketball game while having your coffee before going to work? I would kill to
having
have that.
Having coffee, having cereal or omelette, or, you know,
yes.
This is beautiful. I mean, everyone is global. And I heard also in Philippines, there are so many people watching EuroLeague. The fans of EuroLeague numbers are amazing, really, really.
So speaking about fans, we have a new section that will be introduced right away, and we will see it happening live next time we have an episode. It's called Mic Pass, and here you can scan the QR code and send us all your questions, your hot takes, your bold predictions, whatever you want to share with us, whatever you want us to answer, like topics we haven't thought about, the topics you want to bring back in this EuroLeague and Friends podcast, and we will answer them right away in the next episode. So please don't miss this chance. Your name would also be here. You will be featured, and maybe we can get to know each other at some point.
Yes, I like it. Imagine a coach is asking us a question. Imagine you're seeing.
I would love that.
Imagine that, you know, Spanulistu Vasiliki Karamuza.
I would die right away when we record the podcast.
But yes.
I would love for this to happen because we are always the ones asking the questions.
Yes. Why we don't receive also questions? I like that. Girls, I think it's time to wrap up and say goodbye to each other. I know.
Sad.
But we'll meet up in a month. It's okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
Please don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, turn on the notifications. It's always nice to be here with you girls. And we miss Alex. Alex is coming next month. So we will be together also, all of us, next month. Girls, thank you so much.
Thank you, girls. Love to see you again. Bye-bye.
Ciao.